Now, speaking of liking or disliking films, the documentary about John Belushi is premiering at the 56th Annual Chicago International Film Festival, and you have seen it, written about it, so we'd like to know. Let's see, it's at the film festival now, and then I believe it goes to Showtime next month.
It's playing on Showtime on, I think it debuts there on November 22nd. And you can watch it on the film festival now because it's one of the ones that's streaming, so you can see it through the next few days through there. It's called Belushi, and I gotta confess, I was looking forward to it. It's not really that great of a movie. Basically, what it is, there's nothing new to it. So it's basically like a straightforward clip job of old photos and film clips and stuff like that. And the hook this time is that. Remember about 15 years ago, they put out this sort of like oral biography of John Belushi where they interviewed all of his friends and all that. And the hook is they took like the audio tapes and the interviews that the author did. And that's sort of like the narration for the film is like the recordings of like all of his friends and that. When they were doing the book interviews. And, of course, this was so long ago that several of the people who did, like, interviews are now dead. So, like, you hear, like, Harold Ramis or Carrie Fisher and Penny Marshall, and, you know, they've all passed, which is really sad in the case of Carrie Fisher because the stuff that she says actually has probably the most insight into, what kind of, like, drove John Belushi. You know, you're thinking that, if only she had been allowed to write like something on him, she might have had a really good, some really good insights to him. See, my thing is that basically, like I said, it's just a clip job. I mean, the good thing is it's better than Wired, for example. Did you ever see the movie Wired?
Wired, wasn't that a book too, or no?
Yeah, it was a book that Bob Woodward did.
Yes,
and it wasn't a very good book because basically all that book did was sort of like wallow in like the. The drugs and the excess and all that, and it had no interest in John Belushi as an artist. And then they did a movie version of it, which I see, and I promise, everything I'm about to say, I am not making up at all, okay?
I believe you.
They did a movie adaptation, and Michael Chiklis before, all of his other fame, he played John Belushi. I think it was like his first role or something like that. But basically, the three main characters in this movie, which is supposed to, again, be about John Belushi's life, are John Belushi, Bob Woodward, because one of the plot threads is Bob Woodward, interviewing everyone and, doing like a Citizen Kane kind of thing.
Yes.
And finally, Ray Sharkey plays a Puerto Rican cab-driving guardian angel who picks up John Belushi after he rises up from the table on the morgue and takes him on a guided tour of his life.
Wait a minute. He plays a what? Again?
He's a Puerto Rican cab-driving guardian angel.
Everybody should have that in their life.
It's like it's one full life without a very different kind of snow. And it's just one of those things where you're just watching and you're thinking, what in God's name were they thinking? And so the bright side about this is, there's no Puerto Rican, guardian angels in this one. So it's a step up already.
Don't go ahead, please. Please, go ahead.
Okay. But basically, the problem is, like I said, it's just basically a clip job. And again, you don't really get any sense of, who he is. You keep seeing, like the old familiar clips that you've seen over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I mean, hearing the actual people like, Aykroyd and stuff like that, talking, about him, there's a little bit of interest in that, but there's just really no interest in him as a performer. In the things that he grew and developed and tried to like take on a more, be more serious of an actor when he would do things like, Continental Divide where he was like not playing the gross guy. They take care of that in like, 35 seconds or something in the movie. Whereas, they make time to show us like the whole, little chocolate donut fake commercial again.
Yes.
And you just don't really get much of a sense of like who, the person who he was. Now, I mean, if you don't know anything about, if you're a fan of John Belushi, I mean, you'll like it just because, it's, 2 hours of clips of his and, there's a certain entertainment value in that. But I mean, if you have never heard of John Belushi before, I can't imagine there's anything in that movie that would make you understand what it was about him that made him so special to so many people and all that. There's like one part at the very end when they're doing like obviously the clip of, you know, outside the Chateau Marmont. And they've got like a recording of him in concert singing Guilty, the Randy Newman song, which is basically all about, you know, a life wasted by excess and all that. And you get more of a sense of who he was and the demons that drove him in those 2 minutes of him singing than you get in the rest of the film. So, I mean, it's not a terrible movie. I mean, it is what it's supposed to be, which is basically just like 2 hours of Belushi clips and all that, you know, strictly packaged. But someday there'll be like the great John Belushi sort of biography that will like, you know, cover him and all of his complexity and everything. This just isn't it.
One last question about that before I want to move on to some other stuff. Why now? Why now a John Belushi documentary? Do you have any idea?
I don't think there's any like. I don't think there's like any specific thing. I mean, it's not like tied to any. I mean, like the Blues Brothers, you know, turned 40 this year. So I mean, and like Animal House turned 40 a couple of years ago. So I mean, there's been like renewed interest based on that. And then there's always like perennial interest in, you know, certain like the history of Saturday Night Live. So, but other than that, I mean, there's no like particular burning reason.
No, I mean, I was a big John Belushi fan. Don't get me wrong. I thought the guy was hysterical. And boy, being around Chicago when they were filming the Blues Brothers, that was quite
when they literally took over the entire city. Yeah, I mean,
yes, they did.
Dropping Pintos on Lake Shore Drive and everything like that. Yeah, I remember.
Okay, so there was a time where I worked as a film critic for Channel 11 on Chicago Tonight while I also did a radio program. And Peter is a film critic and was then and is really just a super intelligent, well-spoken, great writer who knows what he's talking about and writing about. And we would sit in a screening room and sometimes watch, three films back to back to back.
Yeah.
I mean, that would not be an unusual occurrence. But that's not happening now, is it?
No, we're all at home watching three or four movies back to back.
No one ever talks to a film. I haven't heard anyone ask a film critic how COVID-19 has impacted their profession. And so I'm really interested. Are they sending you screeners? Are they giving you...
Yeah. It's all computer links. With one single exception, I have not set foot in a movie theater since March 12th.
Right.
Which is insane. I mean, that's probably like the longest, you know, the only exception was I did go see Tenet when they had when they screened that but other than that, I have not gone into a movie. Like the last thing I saw was at the Music Box. It was like right when they were doing the 70 millimeter festival there. So I caught a double feature of 2001 and Light Force. So I figured, you know, if I never got back into a movie theater again, you know, that's probably a good bill to go out on. But yeah, no, they send basically they send my computer like a link from the computer. So I just been watching like on my computer and my iPad or TV.
Like a website and a password, and you can get to watch the movie. Wow.
Yeah, which is sort of like what you do with the festival now too for most movies.
Right. Well, that's what they did when it was festival time, when the Chicago Film Critics Festival and the Academy Awards and all that stuff were ramping up, they would send out, they'd send out, even back further, they'd send out VCRs, then DVDs, and then eventually link up websites. And that was before any of this COVID stuff. And you know, I loved being in that screening room with everybody. I just thought that was... so much, I don't know. I just had a great, great time.
Oh, no, he's on blast.
You know, it was awesome. We're goofing off on each other, telling jokes. I just had a great time. And hopefully you guys can get back to doing that. How many of these movies are you watching a week under these circumstances?
Probably, I would say probably at least the same amount. Probably about the same amount. I've been averaging like maybe like about... five, six, seven movies a week. Every week. No, obviously with the festival, I mean, it's like, you know, like five movies a day I've been trying.
Right.
So
yeah.
But yeah, no, there's always been like a stream of stuff. I mean, obviously the big stuff is, with the exception of Tenet, that's all gone. They've all postponed all that, but I mean, there's like a lot of, you know, smaller movies or a few like sort of like mid-level things.
Well, what happens with like Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime when they put out a quote unquote movie? Do you review those too?
A lot of times, yeah, because what's been happening now is that a lot of the movies that were supposed to be coming out the Expo, they're picking them up now.
Yeah.
Because they can't put them out in theaters. So, yeah, I do a lot of the stuff on Netflix. Like, Netflix has a movie, new version of Rebecca coming out tomorrow that I did a review of. And
they also have the Chicago 7 coming out tomorrow.
The Chicago 7, yeah, which is, that's a pretty good movie. Not great, but.
Okay. And then there's another movie coming out that I can't say the name of, but the last word is house. You know what I'm talking about? Kids in college. I can't say the first part of the. It's a blank house.
Oh yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, no, that one I haven't seen actually.
Well, take a look
but
at
I do
it.
Know what you're talking about now.
My daughter's in it.
She plays house.
Yes, my daughter's in it. She plays the mother. Just thought I'd throw it in there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, that one I just didn't get it down to.
All right, Peter.
Well, no.
Hey, come on. You can't see everything. Please.
It was mostly because I was loaded up with. I was trying to get as much festival stuff done this week, so that
absolutely.
Kind of got put to the side.
Well, that's okay. Thanks for being with us, Peter. Always great to talk to you. I've brought back a lot of good times in my mind. Stay safe and keep watching the movies. And we'll keep reading your reviews.